Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 14th edition of Rome Film Festival, and we're here with Lulu Wang, director of The Farewell. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
This morning in the press conference, we discovered it at the end of the film, but you were talking about the parallel between the film and your life. Where did the necessity of making this film come from? I mean, where did you feel that you should tell this story?
I've always loved family films, family dramas that were hilarious, you know, and I like those films because it reminds me of my own family. And I always wanted to tell a story about my family because I think that there's so many things that people wouldn't necessarily expect, you know, the sense of humor of my mother and, you know, etc. So when this happened to me, this lie, you know, wanting to lie to my grandmother and creating a wedding instead, you know, they told it to me like it's totally normal that your grandma's sick. We're not going to tell her. Instead, we're going to have your cousin get married and we'll go there and you can't tell your grandma she's dying. Like, it's totally normal. And I thought, oh, my God, this is exactly like my family to do something crazy like this. And it's both infuriating. It made me very mad. But it's also absurdly funny and strange. And so that's why I thought this is, one, a great story and, two, a great film because it's just such a diverse cast of, you know, people in this family.
And why do you think this story is connecting so well with audiences worldwide? We always say when a movie tackles like universal themes, it's going to be well received everywhere. Do you think this story is universal and why?
Yeah, I think that when I made the film, I tackled a very specific film. Now, of course, I think that when you go specific, in effect, you end up being more universal because you are exploring the human condition, which is what I tried to do in this film. And whenever I got a note about, well, are people going to understand that this is a wedding because it takes place during the day, and what are they wearing, and how come they eat so much? Are people going to understand what, you know, all of that stuff? I just thought, when I travel, I don't understand a lot of things. You know, I get very confused a lot of the time. But at the end of the day, I recognize the things that are universal. Family, love, protection, you know, sacrifice, guilt. You know, these are things that we all feel as human beings. And I think that's why people resonate, because all of us have or will have to say goodbye to people that we love at some point in our lives.
How was the casting process? I mean, did you think of the real people when you were choosing actors?
Yes, I was not thinking in terms of how they look. It was almost more how do they fit in the dynamic of this family? What is their essence? What is important to express about them? So I tried to pick actors that captured their essence rather than just looked like them. And again, like, it's the chemistry, you know, because we had the whole board. And so once we cast Awkwafina and Ty, we put their faces up and I just kind of looked, okay, who fits in well? And it's almost like creating a bouquet of flowers. If you put this color flower, then you want that color. And I was trying to create a balanced chemistry.
And why did you choose your own aunt for the role?
My great aunt. Yes, she's my grandmother's younger sister, and she's the one in real life who decided to have to do this lie. That she was the one who got the information from the doctor, and she's the one who said, "I'm not going to tell her." And she told my whole family, "We're not going to tell her." So one, she's adorable. She's very sweet and funny and joyful. But also, I wanted to make sure that I was representing her point of view in the movie, because my point of view is that of Billy's, that this is wrong. But I wanted it to feel balanced between my point of view of as an American thinking this is unethical with the Chinese perspective that this is the best thing for her. And I knew that having my great aunt in the movie she would be there every day, and I could always ask her, hey, does this scene feel real to you? Does this feel authentic? And that way, I'm not making a movie just to create kind of propaganda to say, this is wrong, look how wrong it is. But instead, I'm actually just telling the story as it is, you know, as real as possible, and leaving it up to the audience to decide in the end what is right and what is wrong.
Well, your great aunt was there, but were you afraid of the reaction of your family? Maybe.
Of course, yeah, because, you know, as a filmmaker and any kind of storyteller, when you're representing your own family, you have to find the balance between your responsibility to the story and the truth of the film, and the responsibility to your family, which is not to hurt them, not to embarrass them, to make sure you're representing them respectfully. But sometimes it's difficult to do both, because, you know, if you tell the truth, maybe that will hurt somebody because they don't want you to tell the truth. So I had to, you know, constantly navigate between what truths to tell, when is it okay to not get their permission and just do it anyways, even if I know maybe they don't like it. So that was definitely the most challenging thing, and I tried my best to find that balance, to tell the story that I felt was important, but at the same time to not hurt my family.
Of course, you are fully aware of the Oscar buzz around your film. How are you living these comments on the film being potentially nominated this award season?
Oh, I'm not thinking much about it at this point. I've been on, you know, press tours since January. I'm just hoping to go home at some point. But, you know, it's a huge honor to be part of this conversation. It's not anything I ever expected. And also, you know, we made a very small film, very specific film. It's 80% in Mandarin, but it's an American movie. I mean, that's already monumental because it's historical. And I think it's going to change the way people greenlight films, and I hope so, but I've heard that that's already happening, that people are saying, okay, look at the success of The Farewell, that it can work in the box office, and that we should be braver about the types of stories that we greenlight. So that's what's important to me, that's what I try to focus on. And, you know, as far as awards, anything that can shed light on the film so more people can see it, and so, you know, it can represent the future for other people in Hollywood, that's what's important. For me personally, I've already won.
That was the second question, because you are not only a woman, you are from Chinese origins. Many actors in your film are Chinese. It's a story about women, I would say. So you're breaking some barriers here.
Yes, and, you know, it's not something that I thought about, you know, in pursuing my career, because my family always taught me, you know, that you can never be anyone but you, and you cannot have any reality other than the one you have. So there's no point in complaining about being a woman or being Asian, and that the doors don't open for you, because the best way to change that is just to keep working and keep making things. And so that's what I've fought to do my whole life, is to not think about the statistics, because of, you know, like my grandma, like the philosophy in the movie, if you think too much about death, about the negative, then you die, you know. And if I think too much about the numbers and the small percentage of people who look like me that are making films, then it will create fear, and the fear may stop me. And so in many ways, I've just pummeled forward. But now, having done it and having, you know, sort of created a platform, I'm much more aware, because now I really have to stop and consider my sense of responsibility. How do I lift other people up, you know, with me, that I'm not just creating a path and going forward by myself, but that I'm opening doors behind me for other female filmmakers, women of color filmmakers, to tell their own stories.
Okay, Lulu Wong, director of The Farewell, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. Great to talk to you.
I'm David Martos. This was an interview with Lulu Wong, director of The Farewell, for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.